the magnitude of this subject's effect on the world, I would say, dictates equal magnitude towards how it's going to be handled for the public by the elements that are holding the knowledge. So we have to be aware of the potential for hidden agendas being played out beyond our line of sight. But in objective terms, based on what I'm seeing right now, I think what is happening is incredible and groundbreaking and may begin to act as the catalytic force we're hoping for that can push our species out of being asleep and stepping up closer towards a more awakened, more enlightened, and more advanced future. But there is one thing that's starting to worry me a bit, and it's the lack of balance between potential national security threat and the possibility that there is no direct threat. There is no counterbalance here. It's just a series of confirmatory statements towards the possibility that this phenomena poses a direct threat. And of course, they are right about that from a national security perspective. From a NATSEC military defense perspective, a currently unknown technology operating with impunity within sensitive airspace, with performance capabilities beyond our currently known stage of material science and propulsion, engaging in activities such as active jamming and the penetration of nuclear facilities, the interfering with ICBM control systems, and our inability to in any way pacify or disrupt their intentions is, of course, an astronomically big potential threat if intentions became hostile. There's no way for us to defend ourselves. It's absolutely a game over scenario for the entire species if actions became hostile. However, this is the problem. They are not providing a counterbalance as to why this may not be a direct threat. And there are plenty of ways in which such a counterbalance could be referenced to suggest an alternative reason for the interactions we're seeing. Because instead of probing our military capabilities for the purposes of mounting a future attack, which kind of seems to be a moot point when your technology is so advanced it makes our own look like something that we bought in a toy shop, you would think that the level of sophistication that they would have, any form of counterattack from us would be utterly inconsequential to their goals. And so the idea that this is probing our response for a future attack is, in my opinion, not what's going on here. And I would say it could just as easily be that a highly advanced species that has, if not entirely, at least for the most part, moved beyond the petty, animalistic, tribalistic nature of early stages in sentient evolution, has evolved beyond warring with each other and on their own planet, and has made the quantum and cosmic leap into space exploration and the overall increasing of their collective knowledge. They've noticed our little emerging set of cultures and civilizations, and with the development of atomic and nuclear weapon systems and our decision to actually use these systems against ourselves, causes these other intelligences to pay extremely close attention to where humanity is going with this particular developmental path. And since one of the main news headlines at the moment is the potential risk of us falling into a nuclear exchange with another nation on our planet, it would appear that we still have not evolved spiritually, emotionally, philosophically, or empathetically enough in order to ensure that we never repeat another Hiroshima or Nagasaki. And yet, here we are, poised with our world-destroying capabilities, whilst simultaneously developing quantum computers and highly sophisticated artificial intelligences. Those two advancements are the necessary precursors for future developments in space-based travel. And so you have a pirate band of monkeys with nuclear weapons and a lack of spiritual growth, fast developing the means to take all of this evolutionary baggage out with them into the wider cosmos. And I think this might be seen as a real problem. I personally think these intelligences would much rather we grow up and join a wider community than become an adversarial force to others within the wider cosmos. Now, I don't expect any of the three witnesses to say something like what I just said, of course not. But there is literally zero counterbalance to the idea of a potential threat. And I think that this is really not good. This could be the greatest opportunity humanity has ever had to potentially form alliances with other worlds. This might be a possible avenue here, but not if we continue to look at these intelligences through nothing but a militaristic potential national security threat lens. This is the evolutionary attitude of the shit-slinging monkey, not the refined, evolving human. We have to try diplomacy first. I did not hear a single reference towards potential diplomatic and introductory communication styles of action. Why isn't anyone here talking about the importance of, above all else, attempting to establish some form of rudimentary communication with these intelligences? And this is why I'm not angry at those that are suspicious of what is going on here, because all we're getting is potential threat, potential threat, potential threat. And this could just as equally represent a potential opportunity, the greatest opportunity, something so incredible, it would change everything forever. I mean, imagine if we could open the doors towards a galactic community, sharing knowledge from different worlds. Can we not at least try to push for that option? And if shit hits the fan, it hits the fan. We deal with it. But can we not try the peaceful way first and see what happens? Can we advocate for trying to communicate with them and establish contact, rather than allowing the military-industrial complex to view this through the only aperture they have, which is one of war and of offensive intentions?
My first question is, you've identified these as taking place on the East Coast. Is it just on the East Coast where these encounters have been reported?
No. Since the events initially occurred, I've learned that the objects have been detected essentially where all operations, Navy operations, are being conducted across the world. And that's from the Ultimate Anomaly Resolutions Office reporting.
This is an important question and answer, because Ryan Graves says that these UFO encounters are not isolated events to areas around the East Coast of the United States, but are instead being reported where all naval operations are occurring worldwide. So this is a globally pervasive shadowing of our military capabilities and maneuvers, which again can be viewed through two lenses. It can be viewed as the stalking predator waiting to pounce, or the concerned elder observing with caution. But again, we are only being given the potential that this is a stalking predator watching us and waiting for the right moment, and no offering towards the possibility that this is being done out of concern and a watchful eye, not through malice or the intent to harm. And therein lies the problem.